The forum was sponsored by the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement at their headquarters on 18th Avenue South. About 100 people attended. One of the speakers, Reverend Manuel Sykes, pastor of the Bethel Community Baptist Church, said he was concerned about how law enforcement officers interact with people living in predominantly African-American neighborhoods.
I believe that the only way black people are going to have a shot at living and thriving is you got to take your community back. Let me make it abundantly clear. I'm not against whites. I don't paint people with a broad brush as it's done to us. I'm simply saying that we have got to stand up and declare by any means necessary that you cannot come in this community and do what you want to do in the name of law and order and escape this community without punity.
What exactly does taking back the community entail? Amali Yeshitela, panelist and founder of the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement, told the crowd,
"This is a democratic demand that we have to control the police in our communities. One, we say that that means we have the power to hire, to fire, to discipline the police in our communities. That we say what is a righteous act,
The statistics are fuzzy concerning the total number of blacks killed at the hands of law enforcement per year. There's no hard data gathered from around the U.S., but the U.S. Bureau of Justice Statistics shows clearly that blacks are four times more likely than whites to have their car searched after routine traffic stops. Jason Mills, a St. Pete resident, said he's living proof of police profiling.
Within this last year, I've been pulled over 24 times as of a week ago. I got pulled over for the 24th time, all for the same reasons. Running a stop sign, a failure to yield at a stop sign. And it's kind of odd that this is what the police officers use to like gain probable cause to get inside young black people's cars that's on the south side that look suspicious.
Ashley Green has been protesting the police killing of Michael Brown and Eric Garner. She said she was disappointed at the lack of youth involvement in the panel discussions.
And my main criticism of the thing that Holloway has put together, and even at first this conversation tonight, was that none of the people whose lives are directly being sort of threatened constantly are a part of this conversation. So you got people from the police union, you got people from the administration, but you don't have, you know, so-and-so who just got harassed by the student resource officer at Bogie or Gibbs last week, who's really going through it, whose entire sort of consciousness is shifted by that. I think what this moment is really meant for my generation is it's sort of been our introduction into consciousness.
St. Petersburg's new police chief was invited to the Uhuru event, but did not attend. In a telephone interview, Chief Anthony Holloway told WMNF that he already spoke with the Uhuru people. Holloway said he needed to gather more information before he could address the whole community. He says he'll do that next month.
Trying to see if I can address, see what issues we can address. So when we have this forum, then we'll be able to bring everything out because people will be asking questions about, you know, how many people get arrested for this and that. So I just wanted to hear what the issues are, what questions are, so I can have some of the information handy instead of me coming to a meeting saying, I don't know. I want to be able to answer a lot of these questions beforehand.
Another aspect of the nationwide protesting is the lack of ethical media coverage. Janice Morgan, senior editor of the independently owned black newspaper, The Florida Courier, urged attendees to send her their stories.
I mean, some of the mainstream press may not be able to tell you a story, but The Florida Courier and other black press outlets can tell you a story. I get emails, I get calls, I get 100 emails probably a day about fluffy stuff that the sororities or fraternities are doing. I never get a call about an email about things of substance. Let us know.
Tomorrow at the James Weldon Johnson Branch Library, Police Chief Holloway will attend a meeting to discuss his department's interaction with the black community. The Uhuru Movement plans to protest this event. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in St. Petersburg.